I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Kim Simmons of Savoy Brown. And you're listening to some real good music from a good friend of mine. He called himself the Rockin' Attorney. You know him, Eric Jackson Larry. He's here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
We'll be right back.
That sounds a little better. Helps if I play the record at the right speed, right? Come on, EJL. We're not a rookie. I do better than that. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, and STNRadio.com. This is Courts in Session, rock and roll, country, and soul, and we've got another half an hour to play tracks for you. If you want to get a request, we got a little bit of room, 412-268-9728, 412-268-9728. That's the number you can reach me here in the studio. Want to get your music on the radio. So that set of music you just heard, Welsh guitar legend, my good buddy, Kim Simmons. He has been off the road for a little while, been dealing with some health issues, and I just was checking his website because I check every so often, and the good news is Savoy Brown is going back out on the road. I'm going to be reaching out to him, finding out if we're going to get a Pittsburgh show. Hopefully we will. I've said this before on the radio, and I mean it. Savoy Brown is one of the best live bands on the planet. Let me say that again. One of the best live bands on the planet. If you love rock and roll and blues with a English bent and you've never seen Savoy Brown, well, you heard it from me. It's a terrific show. That said, start off with Ted Nugent. I announced earlier that WWRO later this evening is replaying last week's show with my interview with Ted. Ted talked about how that song, Come and Take It, was about how the Americans in Texas stole Santa Anna's cannon when he crossed the border hoping to take a bunch of Americans hostage and make them slaves. And they stole his primary cannon, and they taunted him and said, come and take it. New Ted Nugent coming out tomorrow. The Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, going back to 1990 with It Was the Whiskey Talking, Not Me. I might have to use that defense one day in court. It was the whiskey talking, Your Honor. It wasn't my client. Blame the whiskey. Well, probably not going to go over too well, but great tune from The Killer, and I keep trying to find out. Allegedly, he finished a gospel album about a year and a half ago. It's in the can, and the second I get my hands on it, you know I'll be spinning that record here on the radio on WRCT. Going out to Kevin in Port Moody, Canada, listening online at WRCT.org. The band Trooper, they had a lot of hits, tore it up in Canada. Some success here in America, but never broke it big. That tune was called The Boy with the Beat. And then going out by request to Chris, Blue Oyster Cult going back to 1978 from the Mirrors album and with Moon Crazy. So guys, let's play some more new music from classic artists. This is brand new. Just came out this past weekend for Record Store Day. This is New Santana with Tina Turner on vocals. I like this a lot. This is called The Game of Love.
Door of your candy store, just a little bit of this. happen now.
You gotta push yourself and get back on track. You've been away too long and now you're coming back. You gotta push yourself. The sky's the limit. You can live your dream and have everything that's in it. Push yourself. Whoa, yeah. Push yourself. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've been here before. Don't wanna answer your phone or knock at the door. Your self-esteem has hit an all-time low, and no one really wants to hear your tale of woe. You get up and go as time got up and went. You've forgotten how it feels to be 100%. Today's the day, the way is clear. You're busting out alive. Yeah!
My love, there's nothing to compare it to.
want you to know, if I could fly, I'd pick you up, I'd take you into the night and show you I love. Oh, if I could fly, I'd pick you up, I'd take you into the night and show you I love like you've never seen.
Benny Mardonis here on WRCT. Benny Mardonis, the original singer of Into the Night, with a acoustic version from a solo album he did in the late 90s. What a great, great track. And actually one of the most played songs in the history of FM radio. Of course, we're talking about the original Into the Night. But that song actually went on and off the top 40 charts a couple of times, and just a killer, killer track. Benny Mardonis, he passed away recently, not COVID-related, just from natural causes, and great loss to the rock and roll music world. One incredible voice. Before that, the latest from Pat Travers. I've said this before, I got such a kick that I got it from the record label on 45. New music pressed on 45 is always a good thing. Track is called Push Yourself, and love those horns in the background. Start all off with new music from Santana, a new release that came out for Record Store Day this past weekend on a beautiful vinyl pressing with Tina Turner on The Game of Love. So according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, at least 70% of people over the age of 65 will require some long-term care services at some point in their lives. Health insurance typically doesn't cover long-term care. Educate yourself on government programs and private insurance today. Failure to plan is a plan to fail. Sooner is better than later. More information at 3in4needmore.com. That's number 3in4needmore.com. So I see the finish line, but I've still got energy and I've got more requests to get to. Thank you for all the great requests tonight. 412-268-9728. New Triumph documentary is coming out shortly. There's been a big buzz about this documentary. They're actually going to release it on a pay-per-view online. The story of Triumph and how they just broke up at the height of their game in, I want to say, 88. And I'm excited to see it. So we got a request for some Triumph earlier tonight. Let's go back to the Thunder 7 album. What a great album that was. This is Rock On, Roll Out.
We'll be right back. Hey, it's the Mockster. And do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, guess what? I got myself an attorney. Not just any attorney. I got myself a rockin' attorney. You know him. His name's Eric Jackson Lurie, and you are currently listening to his radio program, Courts in Session. Oh, and speaking of radio programs, if you feel like it, you can listen to mine, Viva Lamont. It's Fridays at 9, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I don't know where the night went, but I had a lot of fun. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Getting ready to sign off for the night. Courts in Session is now courts adjourned. Apologies out to those of you who didn't hear your songs tonight. I will make that up next week. We will get those all on the air. Want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can hear Courts in Session every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30 and on repeat Mondays from noon to 2:30. And if you check out Aviva LaMock Friday nights, and you should, the Mockster often replays our Thursday night show at the end of his at 1 a.m. for all of you night owls. So, for those of you who are going to tune in to 103.3 FM 1033WWRO.com, you're going to hear a repeat of last week's Ted Nugent interview, which we did not play here on WRCT. You can normally catch a regular repeat of tonight's show coming from the West Coast, but they're doing a special replay of last week's show. So I'm looking forward to getting together with you next Thursday night at 8. Throughout the week, you can send me emails at wrct@ericjacksonlurie.com and tell me your requests, and I'll make sure that I've got them here at the station to play. Want to thank you for tuning in again. Want to remind you to take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Good night, Pittsburgh. I don't want to go home.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
When I got away, I went At the plant for 30 years. They got a nice little trailer in a nice little court, and a poodle they love like a child they never had. They go to the VFW club on Friday night. She gets a sludge in fest and some fries from the kitchen. Tip the waitress 50 cents. Has her hair done the same way that she has for 30 years. Some say life's useless, it's born, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Ellis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. She has a hobby. She paints ceramics and bowls twice a month. She goes dancing with her husband when I can, or to the wrestling matches at the local arena. Some say life's useless, it's fun, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. Some say life's useless, it's fun, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. And nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. Oh.
have some too. I'll tell you mine before I say goodbye to you. I've been thinking about leaving too. That's not the issue. Thank you.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
On this useless night, with you so far away, I stand in front of this Ferris wheel, and I wonder, what am I doing here? And I wonder, what am I doing here? And all the drunks just stumble by and mumble their abuse. Tell me, what is the use? And I wonder, what am I doing here? And I wonder, what am I doing here? After so long, nobody's wrong. After so long, nobody's right.
Yeah! Keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself.
We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Thank you.
Thank you.